With a Friday deadline for deep across-the-board federal sequester budget cuts fast approaching, congressional Republicans are reportedly preparing a plan that may throw responsibility for dealing with the cuts directly to the White House. The New York Times reports the plan would give the administration flexibility in instituting the $85 billion in cuts, allowing the president to decide which programs are vital or not. Concerned about the political fallout of such decision-making, the White House is opposed to the plan. Meantime, across Massachusetts, the defense industry is bracing. The president of the Massachusetts High Technology Council, Chris Anderson, says there's already been an impact. It's reflected, he says, in company paralysis up and down the defense supply chain.
Nobody's initiating contracts because they just don't know if the money's going to be there from the federal government. In the fourth quarter in Massachusetts alone, hundreds of jobs have already been lost. So sequestration, the threat of it, is almost more damaging than a decision on which way to go to replace sequestration.
Estimates vary on how many defense jobs will be lost in Massachusetts under sequestration. The White House says 7,000 civilian defense workers will be furloughed. Other estimates have put the figure of defense-related jobs at risk as high as 40,000. Anderson says it's an especially acute challenge for small companies that produce components for larger projects.
You can't sustain a workforce when you don't have the orders and the revenue coming in. Those are the ones with under 100 employees that are seeing the most important negative impacts of just the delay, let alone the full-blown effect of sequestration.
Bill Ricka-based American Science and Engineering, which makes bomb detection equipment, has cut 40 jobs, 10% of its workforce. Profits at iRobot in Bedford fell 57% last year, in large part because of cuts to military contracts for robots to defuse bombs. Last fall, iRobot announced it was cutting 80 jobs, 13% of its workforce.
We're prepared to take some cuts.
That is General Dynamics executive Chris Marzilli. General Dynamics has a large defense presence in the state, with facilities in Taunton, Needham, and Pittsfield. Anticipating the cuts, General Dynamics has been working to diversify, finding new customers overseas, and adapting its products for uses other than defense.
What we've done is largely insulated our business from those effects by dual purposing for domestic priorities as well.
Marzilli runs the General Dynamics plant in Taunton, which is rolling out a new secure internet military communication system. It's designed to be rugged enough to be mounted in vehicles in the battlefield. We first talked to him in the plant a few months ago when the system's hard drive was being tested by bouncing it around on what's called a shaker table.
If you see how torturous that test is, that test is actually programmed to simulate exactly what it will see on an accelerated basis in those vehicles. So it tests it on multiple axes, up and down and laterally.
The system is designed to allow instant communication among soldiers in the field and with their commanders elsewhere. But General Dynamics is also marketing parts of it for use by border security and first responders. Marzilli will not say just what kind of a hit General Dynamics could take if a sequester compromise is not reached.
I wouldn't handicap that. It's hard for us to know exactly what's going to happen March 1st. It's just a question of how we manage that, if you will, low tide.
Many political leaders and several economists have said defense spending needs to be cut because the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are coming to a close. UMass Amherst economist Robert Polin is among them.
If anything deserves to be cut at this point, it's the military, because we aren't fighting the two wars that led to the increase in military. I mean, in principle, when you end a war, you should have less money going to the military, not more.
Part of what you seem to be saying is that at the present time, it's okay to let some of these military jobs go.
I think if we're thinking about it over, let's say, a two-year period, yes. If I'm thinking of right now, no, I don't think the government should cut any spending right now. We have to worry about falling into a double-dip recession, and we have evidence from the last month that we're hovering right there.
However, with most congressional Republicans standing firm and opposing any compromise, it looks as if the cuts are coming starting on Friday.